If your child is finishing her or his last year in high school and you're trying to process your child's senior year, this episode is for you. Hello there, welcome to Parenting Hacks with Dr. Janina. As always, I am so excited that you are here with me today. And in this show, I share one or two practical tips or strategies to help you have a healthier and stronger relationship with your preteen or teen. And this is part two of a two-video series in which I've been sharing tips to help you process your child's senior year and keep calm. And today I'm gonna be sharing with you two more tips to help you process this year, but you know, maintain that calmness and maintain that cool. So the reality is that that last year, that senior year, can be quite challenging and stressful for both, for this the kids and also the parents. They're going through this transition, and it's not only difficult for us, but also for them, even if they don't let us know. And they're realizing that they will no longer be returning home from school, and now they have more serious responsibilities, and they have to make decisions for themselves that they might not be used to making decisions for themselves. You know, they have to decide what kind of degree they want to pursue, what kind of college or university they want to go, and do they want to stay home and commute, or they want to live on campus? These are all a lot of different concerns and worries that are normal. And the truth of the matter is that even though they might not tell you, they're probably freaking out. It's a lot to process. And that's when it is important to be mindful about what they're experiencing at the moment, but also keep a future-focused approach so they view the next phase as an exciting opportunity and a fulfilling opportunity. So the first tip I want to share with you today is to be aware of that responsibility dance. And sometimes it's tough, and I hear you because I am going through it. As I said before, my oldest son is a senior in high school, and we are going through all the process of applying to colleges, working on that financial aid forms and all these different things. And it can be hard to let go. But the truth is that during that senior year, there's so many decisions that we have to make with our senior children. And no wonder there's a bit of pushing and pulling between you and your child over who will do what, right? I'm sure you're like, yep, I know, I hear you. It's time to let go a bit more than before and let them make their own decisions. And as hard as it can be, we have to do that. We have to trust them and we have to trust the process. They need to feel that they own this process. Otherwise, it's not gonna be the same. Always be there for them and be available for them and hope for the best, of course. But I would say not to fully let go. It's important that sometimes you're there to remind them or require them that they need to complete things that must be done when they are procrastinating. Keep in mind that they are teenagers and they have not lived enough to fully understand the dangers of those poor choices, right? The second tip that I want to share with you in this week's episode is to ask questions, use intentional listening, and provide support. They really, really need your support. And as much as you're able to, be there for them. Attend those college open houses events with them, encourage them to do their own research, but also be helpful, you know, help with it. Don't assume that they won't listen to you and accept your guidance. And that's a mistake that a lot of parents do. They're like, oh, they're not gonna listen to me. And they might even pretend that they're not listening to you. But don't let that stop you from guiding them and providing the knowledge that you have and the guidance that you can give them. Together, talk about the pros and the cons of each institution and help them realize and compare their options. That is very, very important. Help them not to pick the first option because oftentimes it might be that they want to just pick the first one so they don't have to go through the whole process of visiting other institutions, other colleges, or, you know, it might be an intimidating process. So it's important that you talk about the pros and the cons and talk about options, not to just pick the first one just because. Let's talk about why do you want that option? What about the other ones? What are the pros? What are the cons, right? But very importantly, I really encourage you to avoid that urge to lead the conversation. Let them lead it, because at the end of the day, they are the ones that are going to be choosing the college, and they are the ones that are going to be living there and being educated there. So it's important that they feel comfortable, that they feel at home, and that they feel that they made the right choice. Some questions that you can ask them is like, for example, what are your thoughts on this specific institution? What do you think it's best? What are your expectations? You know, all these different things. Encourage them and be supportive as well. So, to wrap it up this week, my two hacks are: be aware of that responsibility dance. I think it's time to let go a little bit, but not fully. And also ask questions. Those questions that will help them compare the institutions and make the right choices for themselves. And listen and always provide that support. Don't assume that they don't want to hear what you have to say. And of course, if you have not done so yet, I invite you to join my Facebook group of mothers. It's called Moms Don't Quit. And in this group, I share some inspiration, motivation, and resources for the busy moms of preteens and teens. So I just wanted to let you know that I will be taking November and December off, so you will not be seeing new episodes, and I will be back on January 2020 with more resources and more tips on how to have a healthier relationship with your children. But that's okay. What you can do is to go back and check all the different episodes that I have available for you. And there's quite a few, so I'm sure you will find something helpful in my YouTube channel. And before I go, I have a question for you. Do you have any tips for mothers of seniors that I did not cover in this episode that you are finding to be helpful, or you have found to be helpful when it comes to processing that senior year? If you do, please, please, please share it in the comments below, because I will appreciate it and so will other moms that are watching this episode. As always, thank you so much for watching, and I will see you in January 2020. Have a wonderful week.